Saúl Mendiola, mucho gusto.
Saúl Mendiola is running for mayor of Pueblo Bello. That means beautiful village in Spanish, a name inspired by the snow-capped Sierra Nevada mountains that surround this farm town of 16,000 residents. Mendiola, who grew up in the mountains, is a member of the Arhuaco indigenous group. The Arhuacos have long distrusted Colombian politics. Mendiola is the group's first ever mayoral candidate. Mendiola wears the Arhuaco's traditional robes and woven white hat. And even while addressing voters, he constantly chews coca leaves. But he's got a college degree in business administration. On the campaign stump, he speaks earnestly about women's rights and the environment. But Mendiola fears he will lose due to electoral fraud. He claims his main rival is illegally busing in people from other towns and paying them to register as voters in Pueblo Bello.
O sea, no es la gente de Pueblo Bello quien elige el alcalde, sino que lo eligen.
It's not the residents of Pueblo Bello who will elect the mayor, but the people who are brought in from the outside, Mendiola tells me. Watchdog groups say widespread vote buying and voter registration fraud could affect the outcome in nearly half of Colombia's towns and cities. Many are remote, making the electoral process difficult to monitor. What's more, impoverished residents often sell their votes for cash or favors.
You vote for whoever gives you a little bit of groceries, a little construction material, a little bit of money, but you don't vote for the best person that benefits the community. That's just insane. Unfortunately, that's been the logic here.
Andres Ceballos works for the Bogota-based Electoral Observation Mission. He says it's vital for voters to choose wisely. The new crop of mayors will be involved in disarming the guerrillas and other key programs under a peace treaty.
This is what's going to define, especially now that we're in the midst of peace talks, who's going to implement at the local level whatever's agreed to.
But in Pueblo Bello, free from rebel attacks for the past decade, voters have more immediate concerns.
El voto del suegro mío, el voto de ella, el voto. Nosotros tenemos una cantidad de votos a usted.
This woman tells Mendiola that she and her friends will vote for him if he gives them roofing materials for their homes that were damaged by a storm. Mendiola turns them down. Later, I meet David Hernandez, an electoral fixer for a rival candidate.
Cantidad de gente de Valledupar, de Valencia.
He says he was hired by Francisco Villazón. His job was to scour nearby towns and find people willing to vote for Villazón. Each recruit, he says, will receive about $30 plus lunch on election day. He admits corruption like this has helped produce a string of terrible mayors in Pueblo Bello.
La necesidad. Nosotros aquí estábamos sin trabajo y bueno, esta es mi oportunidad y yo conseguí de.
Still, Hernandez says he needed the $200 that he was paid to buy food for his 11 children. A spokesman for Villazón denied that his campaign was engaged in electoral fraud. But poll watcher Andres Ceballos has documented irregularities in plenty of towns. And at a time when Colombia is trying to put a peace treaty into place, he's concerned.
Many people concentrate on national elections because it's the big picture thing. But I think it's locally where elections can be decided and can affect where the country's going.
For NPR News, I'm John Otis.